Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. Acts 12, 1 to 11. I can hardly contain myself, but I'm just depending on the Holy Spirit, as usual, that He will help me today to deliver, thus saith the Lord. I'm not sure, I don't know if what I have to say is a message to all, but I know it's a message to someone here today. And I know there's someone here today that needs to hear what God has to say. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. Acts chapter 12. Rise on your feet and let us read the word of God together. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. One to go. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. There were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Makata Yabashiti, when Herod was to bring him forth to do that which he has schemed to do to Peter, that same night, that same night, hey, somebody is already receiving something. That same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Guard thyself, bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." That God, now I know. What you have not known in January, in February, in March, in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, in September, in October, in November, you will know it in December. You will know it in December. Paul said, Peter said, "Now I know." Glory be to Jesus. Now I know that the Lord has sent an angel unto me. Now I also know from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Hallelujah. The expectation of the Jews. The expectation of the people that it's all over for me. The expectation that all my efforts throughout the year is ending fruitless. The expectation of the people that nothing really can happen again. The expectation that my dreams have been cut off. My aspirations have been locked up. My dreams have been buried.
But now I know that the Lord has sent an angel, that what I expected, what I requested, what I desired shall come to pass in December. Somebody is set up for a last minute miracle. I don't know who that person is. That's what I came to tell somebody here today. I didn't come to teach. I came to declare, thus saith the Lord, that there is a nick of time blessing for somebody. Glory be to Jesus. Remain standing. Pick up your Bible, because we are going to look. Is God truly a last minute wonder working God? Glory be to Jesus. If you are in doubt, your doubt will leave you today. That doubt will quickly divorce you today. Because something is about to happen. It didn't happen in January, but it will happen now. Hallelujah. It didn't happen in May, but this time it's going to happen. Glory be to Jesus. Beloved, I've come to declare, thus saith the Lord. So it is only left for you to receive it. Praise the Lord. The promise of God is not open to discussion. It is not open to discussion. God gives his promise just to let you know that what he's promised you is already done. Hallelujah. So that when it comes to pass, you will know that he told you. Glory be to Jesus. Open your Bible to Luke. We are going to look. Are you ready? Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 17. Luke 17, verses 11 to 17. Are you there? Are you sure you are there? Yes. Glory be to Jesus. Now let's also read together. Pay attention to what you are reading. Because there's someone here today. God is on your case. Hallelujah. God wants to show off and show out. God wants to tell the naysayers in your life that he is for you. He is with you. I thought I would have somebody that will receive this. Holy Ghost, they are not receiving this thing, no. Because this thing caused me dancing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, with God. Let somebody say, with God. Your enemies are in trouble. They have not seen God. They have not seen him. But you see, in that matter in your life, God will reveal the greatest of his glory in your life. In the name of Jesus. The mockers shall be silenced. The voices of naysayers will be shut down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's read. One to go. And it came to pass, and he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men which were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices. Oh, yes. Hello? Stop there. Stop there. It's 7. Sorry. As you are reading, I just knew. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. Hallelujah. That's not it. It is 7. Luke 7. From 11 to 17. Luke 7. Are you there?
Yes.
Let's read. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people.
Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that were bear him stood still and said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen upon among us, and that God has visited his people. And the rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you are doing already, and thank you for what you will do from now on. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. And the Lord visited his people. I titled to this message, the wonder working God. The wonder working God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. In the first text that we read, Peter was in a situation. He was imprisoned. Because he was in prison, his dream was imprisoned. Because he was in prison, destinies of people that God has assigned for him to raise up were in captivity. Hello? You know, when you have been in a situation for quite a long time, you begin to think that that is how it is meant to be. Hello? And the consequence of that is we begin to discount ourselves and also discount the word of promise that God has given unto us. We begin to think, well, at the beginning of this year, there were certain things that I brought before God, request, that I said, Lord, this year. And many of us probably even started by saying, 2019, this year is my year. Why? Because there are things that you believe God for. There are things, requests you've made before heaven. And you're saying, Lord, in this year, let it come forth. Let this happen. Let there be this turnaround. Let there be this deliverance. Father, let there be this progress in my life. Let there be this increase. Let there be. We ask the Lord, and we believe, we started with faith, with great expectations in our hearts, that as we have committed it into the hands of God, who is able to keep whatever we commit into his hand, surely it shall come to pass. Then January came, nothing happened. Then February came, you didn't see any sign. Then March came, and the month after month, now you got to November. You said, November, what is happening? And nothing has happened. How is it possible that anything can change again? So this is how this year is going to go. I've come here led by the Spirit of God to let somebody know that if God gave you a word of promise, his promises, they are yea and amen. I came to let somebody know that if God promised you, he will bring it to pass. I came to let somebody know that with God, all things are possible. That things that are impossible with men, with God, they are possible. That if men think your expectations are already cut off, that with God, they are still possible. The Bible says to them that believe, all things are possible. God is a God of possibilities. There is no impossibility with God. What you need to do is to believe him. Come on, tell somebody, believe God. Believe him. God is never too late.
God is never too late. How long would it take God to perform a miracle? How long will it take God to do something wondrous in your life? Some people were in captivity for 430 years in Egypt. But one day, God set them free. The 430 years of labor, God turned it around in 24 hours because he favored them. Favor of God is coming upon someone this December. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there is a last minute miracle that is coming your way. I'm declaring by the power of the Holy Spirit that it shall be your portion. That at the end of December, you will sing a new song. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Iyanutio shele. Tamu mijo la irilu ayo yiyo shele. Tamu mijo ijo tutu moni kodun yito pari baba yo tori mishele. Majo la irilu majo ijo ope. Praise the Lord. Do you believe it? Because it doesn't take time. God is a God of 24-hour miracle. Praise the Lord. It's never too late. I said it's never too late. I said it's never too late. I have got a blessing I believe God for. Many years ago, in January, I wrote it down as one of the goals and things that I believe that God would do for me that year. But it never happened until, you know, there are some of us, I don't know about you. We are just resigned to last minute miracle. Because you see, maybe it's because of what God wants to do in our lives. Maybe God thinks that, well, when something happens in our life, we might take it for granted. So he takes us on a really long road. So that by the time it happens, you will not be able to say it is your sheer hard work that got you this blessing. You will have no choice but to say, if it had not been for the Lord that has been on my side, I will never have made it. Then God will reveal his glory because you gave the glory to him. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. By the 38th of December that year, the blessing showed up in my life. 38th of December. I'm telling you, this month, beloved, be on the watch out. Be on the watch out. Be on the watch out. Something is about to happen in your life. Something is about to happen. Don't give up. Hallelujah. I said, don't give up. Peter was in prison. And many people thought it was over. Hallelujah. But little did Peter know that the church was praying for him. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, keep praying. Tell your neighbor, keep believing. Don't tell yourself it is over. Don't tell yourself it can't be done in a month. You don't know God. Don't reduce God to your own understanding. Don't reduce God to your own mental capacity. God is bigger than your mental capacity. God is bigger than your mental capacity. He's bigger than your mind. Glory be to Jesus. God is looking for people that will believe him. He wants to do something miraculous. God said to me, he said, I want to do something miraculous. If I could get my people to believe me, it will happen. Can you believe God? Hallelujah. No, maybe I'm too far away from you. I'm serious about this because I know what God said. Can you believe God? Sir, can you believe God? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Believe him. Don't give up. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. A man in the scripture we read in Luke chapter 17 was already dead. Now, when you are talking about something dead, you know that that is the end. Praise the Lord. And that's the end. It's an end thing. Hello? It's an end. To every human understanding, it's all over. Praise the Lord. It's all over. It can't be done again. It's not possible for this thing to happen. No, it can't. In fact, people will tell you. You know how people are. They will come, they will tell you. They say, Bagbe, Olorun wa se nkan mi. Every prayer that I pray must be answered. Amen. I will not forget. You see, what some of us do, you say, okay, I prayed it. Okay, I made that goal last year. Well, it didn't work. Let me make another one. No, the new one and that one, God is able to perform all. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. They were going to bury him. That is the final burial ceremony. They were on their way to the cemetery. Cemetery. Where he will be cemented. Hallelujah. And that is the end. The final burial rites. It was all over. They were on their way. Hey! But Jesus stepped in. Jesus interrupted the procession. Jesus visited the circumstance. The Bible says he laid hands on the coffin and the young man came up. I don't know your dream that you thought is dead is coming alive. If you believe God, it will come alive in your life. It will come alive in your life. In the name of Jesus. Believe God. Believe God. I don't care the siege that the enemy has placed around that blessing to resist it from coming to pass. Every demonic containment of your progress, I'm saying this month of December is broken. It is broken. It is broken. It is broken. In the name of Jesus. Tell yourself, no more siege. No more siege in my life. No more siege in my life. No more siege in my life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Someone that they thought was dead. They were on their way to the cemetery. This was a barrier. Jesus said, no, it is not a barrier. This is a new beginning. They thought it was the end. Jesus said, no, it is the beginning. It is what God says that is the truth. And you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Somebody is free here today. I said, somebody is free here today. I said, somebody is free here today. In the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. There is more to you than has been revealed. Look, God is telling you, said, my people, you have reduced me. You have reduced me to your mindset. It's like we don't know him. It's like we don't know who we are serving. We are easily threatened by what the enemy is doing in our lives. And we are giving him room. I say, come and stay. No, from today, I declare that devil a quit notice. Out of your circumstance. Out of your situation. In the name of Jesus. Say to yourself, I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. What will it take, God? Romans chapter 8 verse 32. He that did not spare his own son. He didn't spare him. His only begotten son. He spared him so that you will not be under siege. He spared his son. Hallelujah. So that the devil will no longer continue to harass you. That's why he spared his son. He didn't spare him. He said, now go to the cross. Everything that they and the enemy had planned to bring it to their life. To cause them to suffer. Now you go and suffer it. So that they can walk free. I've made up my mind. I'm going to walk in the freedom that Christ gave to me. Oh, Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The righteous shall be bold as a lion. We are not called into timidity. We are called into boldness. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Instead of a final burial, Jesus stepped in and he turned it to a new beginning in the city. They were going to a cemetery. Jesus says, no, this is the wrong way. It is the city. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Beloved, I've told you, I didn't come to come and teach anybody. God said, go and declare thus saith the Lord to them. And that's why I have come this day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To let you know that it is not too late to correct your mindset that it is not too late, that it's not over until Jesus says so. I don't care what I said, it is over. I don't care who said it is over. But I've come to make a liar out of the devil, to let you know that it is not over until Jesus says it's over. It's not over. It's not over. Oh God. Hey, but you see, what I'm believing you for now, you know? In just 4 weeks in December now. How can it be? I mean, I had January 11 months. Nothing happened. Praise the Lord. Because many of us think that it is time. It is the longevity of a thing that makes it possible. The devil is a liar. Why? God will not rely on your set time. He relies on his own set time. And I've come to let you know that the set time to favor Zion has come. Do you receive that? That in this December, you will be among those people that will take delivery in your spiritual drop box of this last minute miracle, this last minute wonders, because your God is a wonder working God. Yes. The Bible says he is fearful in praises, always doing wonders. God loves, you see, God likes to show off. That's why he does wonders. What are wonders? Wonders are things that are unfamiliar. Things that are not familiar to you. Miracles that are unfamiliar. Praise the Lord. Amazing blessings is coming somebody's way in this December. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God is not a man that he will lie. Neither is he the son of man that he will repent. If he said it, he will do it. If he has spoken it, it is coming to pass. Praise the Lord. That is the God that we serve. Amen. His promises are uncontestable. There is no power that can contest it. Look, when God has made up his mind to do something in your life, it is unstoppable. Who is it that can stop it? Lamentation chapter 3 tells us, they say, who is he that will say a thing and it will come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? May the commanded blessings of God show up in your life in this month of December, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Bible said they wept because they believed that it was over. But Jesus was watching them. Beloved, Jesus is watching over you, whether you know it or not. The Bible says, as mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. He is watching over you. He is watching. He is taking account of your tears. He will not fail you. Amen. I said he will not fail you. Amen. It's not over. Praise the Lord. It's not over. Favor is still coming your way. Amen. Healing is coming your way. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Sit down for a minute. Just sit for a minute. Just sit for a minute. Oh, in the nick of time blessing, let it begin to drop. That nick of time blessing, Father, let it begin to drop into the lives of your people. Hallelujah. This morning when I was praying, I just remembered one song that we used to sing. I think it's a South African church that used to sing it. I remember we used to sing it too a long time ago. He said, the blessings of God are coming down. Can you see it? Can you see it? The blessings of God are dropping. They are dropping this December. Amen. May you see it. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, the blessings of God are coming down. Can you see his blessings?
to my last minute miracle. The devil cannot steal it from me. It's coming down. It's dropping down. My drop box is open. My drop box is connected. It's connected to heaven. Let the blessing flow in. Let the blessing begin to flow in. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
I will not be denied. I will not be denied that blessing. It's coming through for me. It's coming through for me. It is coming through for me. God has said it. God has said it. And it's coming to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. It's coming to pass. In the nick of time, God will bring it to pass. Nothing is impossible for God to do. My situation is not impossible. My case is not impossible. I believe God for a last minute miracle. I believe God for the 12th month miracle. It's going to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, a turnaround came. It's coming into my life. Suddenly, a turnaround. Blessings that have been hanging in some prisons, in the spirit realm and in the physical realm, I loose them to begin to drop into my life. Begin to drop into my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blessings of secret places. The hidden riches of the sea. Begin to drop into my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Begin to drop into my life. God still moves in impossible times. Because God still moves in impossible time, God is moving in my situation. I can see everything turning around, everything turning around, everything turning around for my good. I can see everything, everything, everything for my good. I can see everything turning around, everything is turning around. Everything is turning around for my good. I can see everything turning around in my life, turning around in this church, turning around for my good. Can you see everything turning around? Oh, in your life turning around, everything turning around for your good. Can you see everything turning around in your life, turning around? I can see everything turning around in your life, turning around in your home, turning around for my good. I can see everything turning around, everything is turning around, everything is turning around for my good. I can see everything turning around in my life, turning around in your life, turning around for my good. I can see everything turning around. Up your two hands unto God. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises that are yea and in Christ. Amen. Holy Spirit, you are here in the fullness of your authority. In the life of everyone under the sound of my voice, confirm that word of promise with signs, wonders, and miracles following in their lives in this month of December. In the name of Jesus, I come against every serpentine spirit that has swallowed up the blessings that God has given unto you. I command you, sick old serpent, vomit them. Amen. Vomit them. Amen. Vomit the blessings. Vomit the miracles. Vomit the wonders. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. What are you doing holding on to the blessing that belongs to God's people? I cast you out of their lives. Amen. Go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Loose them. Amen. Loose their blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your power is broken. Amen. Over their last minute miracle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, I thank you for every hand that is raised. Let that destiny be raised. Amen. Show off in that destiny. Amen. Perfect all that concerns that destiny. Amen. Show yourself as their God. In their lives. Amen. In all their concerns. Amen. Glorify yourself. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, let there be last minute miracles. This is what you do. This is your specialty. Now bring it to pass. Amen. In the life of your people. Amen. Remember, they are precious to you. You redeemed them with the blood of your son. You said you that did not spare your only begotten son, but gave him up. You said, how much will you not with him give them everything freely to enjoy? Therefore, on the authority of your word, let the blessings begin to come forth. Amen. I make a demand through the blood of the Son of God for the manifestation of a last minute miracle in your life, in your home, in your family, in your finances, in your health, in your relationships, on your job, in your businesses. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Can I hear somebody that believes that to shout a bigger amen? Amen. So shall it be for you. In Jesus' glorious and mighty name. Put your hands together for Jesus if you receive it. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus if you believe it. If you believe it, you will see it. And you will testify. Tamu mi jola irilu ayo ti o sele tamu mi jojo tutu kodu yi to pari baba je o to ri mi sele den jola irilu den jojo pe iyanu ti o sele amu mi jo la irilu. But you are drumming. You see the one that I will dance. I won't